points to a strong labor market. The department announcing today initial claims for benefits were up by 21,000 to a seasonally adjusted 231,000 for the week that ended March 3rd. Claims had dropped to 210,000 the week before, and that was the lowest level since December of 1969. The head of the U.S. Forest Service is accused of sexual misconduct and has left his job. The service chief, Tony Took, made the announcement of his immediate retirement last night after allegations the Forest Service has a pervasive culture of sexual harassment. A report says schools across the nation have received over 600 threats since a gunman killed 17 people at a high school in Florida on Valentine's Day. The Educator School Safety Network says some of the threats were real and were stopped in time. A huge number, though, were just hoaxes. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
A shootout on Tuesday night in Clinton, Missouri, which left one police officer dead, was the result of a 911 call sending police to the wrong address. Clinton officer Christopher Morton and shooting suspect James Waters both died after a gunfight that involved dozens of officers, but it started after a 911 dispatcher took a call where two women could be heard screaming in the background. The police were sent to Waters' residence in Clinton, although it turns out that 911 call had actually been made from a home about 20 miles away. The shooting started after the officers went into the house to make sure everyone was safe. Two other officers were wounded but are expected to survive. The suspect's daughter says her father had a criminal record and likely feared the police were there to take him back to prison. Waters ended up killing himself and was later found inside by a SWAT team. In some lighter news, fans have been camping out for hours in Hollywood getting ready to watch one of the original Star Wars stars get a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
What a piece of junk!
Hopefully that's not how actor Mark Hamill will feel about the star that he's to receive in a ceremony starting at 11:30 Pacific Time on Hollywood Boulevard. He'll be presented with it by Star Wars creator George Lucas and his co-star in the original Star Wars trilogy, Harrison Ford. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselors Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselors Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselors Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
On today's program, I'll be talking with Chris Kellogg of Nightingale NJ about elder care here in New Jersey and beyond, and how their company can serve as an advocate to help you navigate through complex issues like housing, legal issues, home care, and many other issues affecting the elderly. It's Thursday, March 8th, 2018, and I'll have all that and more right now on Taking Care of Business.
Taking care of business.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Jim Gano, and this program is called Taking Care of Business. And for the next hour, we're going to talk about issues affecting businesses large and small here in the borough of Flemington in beautiful Hunterdon County, New Jersey. And on the national scene as well. Before we do that, we check the weather. It's currently 36 degrees at 12:05, and the forecast shows today it'll be partly sunny throughout the day with a high of 39 and a low of around 21. For tomorrow, we're going to have partly cloudy skies in the morning with increasing clouds in the afternoon, a high of 42 and a low of 25. And it'll be breezy throughout the day tomorrow. For Saturday, we're going to have sunshine in the morning, clouds increasing in the afternoon, a high of 42 and a low of 22. Sunday, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 42 and a low of 25. And there is a potential for another winter storm on Monday, so we'll keep you posted on that as well. And a current check of the financial market shows the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 8.56 to 24,809.92. The NASDAQ up 17.16 to 7413.84. S&P 500 is up 1.02 to 2728.39. Oil is down 90 cents to $60.25 per barrel. And gold down $7.10 to $1,320.10 an ounce. Well, again, welcome everybody to the program. We are here in the studios. Glad we can actually get to the studios today after yesterday's nor'easter. And we're here today with Chris Kellogg from Nightingale NJ. And we're going to find out a little bit more about what that company is, what they do, and what they can do to help you. So welcome, Chris, to the program, and welcome to Taking Care of Business.
Jim, thank you so much for the opportunity for us to join you today. I'm fortunate enough to be able to have my two kids on the show with us, Daniel and Elizabeth.
Playing hooky or a day off?
It's another snow day here in snowy Hunterdon County.
Very good. We're glad to have him here in the studio. Daniel is serving as the official photographer for us, so I appreciate that. And but what I want to get into as it pertains to Nightingale NJ Elder Care is, first of all, what does that mean to the listener? The focus is on the elderly, but if you can kind of let us know what Nightingale NJ is and how it benefits people, that'd be great.
Very good. Well, we are more than just the elderly. We help people with different disabilities, physical or mental or also cognitive disabilities. Nightingale NJ Elder Care Navigators are a team of long-term care social workers and nurses are the one consistent in the healthcare continuum. Much of the American healthcare system is very compartmentalized, and many people are satisfied with their care. There are home health agencies that bring in home health aides for a few hours to live in services. There are assisted livings. There are people are very independent that could still go to meet buddies where they used to visit for the last 10 years to having higher acute care, making sure that medications are provided, physical assistance being provided, nursing home care where there is more chronic care needs to rehabs that are helping people with the acute illnesses after a change of status, after possibly a fall in snow that resulted in a fractured hip or a knee, to another scenario that could lead them there after a stroke or a heart attack. Then you have the emergency room. All of these scenarios and parts of the long-term care continuum are beneficial. However, they are very compartmentalized, and we see that things are oftentimes missed. Nightingale NJ Elder Care Navigators is a concierge service of long-term care social workers and nurses that are the one constant in the healthcare continuum. If you want to stay home, we will work with you and agencies that we know, we like, and we trust to make sure that your wishes are carried out. We act as a medical fiduciary. So the finances that we earn are coming exclusively from our clients or the adult children, depending on the situation at that time.
Very good. Now, how long has Nightingale NJ been in business?
Nightingale NJ has been in business for over 2 years. However, my partner, Kelly McNamara, who is a registered nurse, started her long-term care career as a floor nurse in rehab, eventually going up the ladder to the charge nurse, to the director of nursing, to eventually the administrator of a 138-bed facility in Somerset County. She actually hired me almost 20 years ago. I earned my master's at Boston University with a concentration in gerontological studies. I was fortunate enough to be the recipient of the Lewis Lawley Excellence in Gerontological Studies. And right out of graduate school, Kelly hired me. I was the director of social work there for 18 years until I looked at her and said, you know, we can do things better. The business model of being able to do well by doing good can still be used. And it was frustrating that I helped clients, watch them grow and improve, but then there is also lag time in the community. We're fortunate to have the systems that we have in place, the Visiting Nurses Association, where people can come out to your house to make sure that there are smooth transitions, home health agencies going out. However, there's oftentimes gaps. And that was the one thing that I saw, that under the insurance regulations, congratulations, you're able to walk 200 feet with a rolling walker times two. But how are you going to be able to take the food that has been spoiled in your refrigerator out and throw it away and have to carry a garbage bag? How are you going to get your medications? How are you going to be able to leave the facility, get your medications? You're probably going to be wiped out. The systems that worked for you so well prior to the hospitalization and starting the system may not work, even though the system's working hard to try to get you back to that prior level.
Now, for you and Kelly, are you licensed or certified in the profession? And if so, what does that entail?
We are both. Kelly is a registered nurse and a licensed nursing home and assisted living administrator in the state of New Jersey. I'm a licensed social worker through the state of New Jersey. And that's really one of the biggest things that separate us from other people, is that our wheelhouse, our years of experience really separates us from others, because just because I'm a licensed social worker, I would not be your number one choice to help you with, per se, a substance abuse adolescent.
Right.
And the people that work for us and ourselves are the people that we hand chose because we've helped so many people along the way. Together, we've had almost 50 years of experience in long-term care. And the fact that you have a nursing perspective and a social work perspective, we offer our clients 20/20 vision.
So what about, you mentioned something before, and I want to touch base on it because I may have the misunderstanding of Nightingale NJ, and maybe our listeners do too. When you talk about concierge service, is it, we have this whole menu of services that we provide, but you only have to pick what you need? Or when you meet with the families or you meet with the person, you kind of tell them, this is what you can expect, and these are the five areas, let's say, that I think you're going to need help with?
We sit down and we want to listen to our clients' concerns. We don't do very well saying, well, what can you do for me? We don't answer questions like that. What we do is, why do you think we're here? What is important to you? What are your values? What are your wishes and your expectations? We act as that bridge. I tell all of our clients that you are hiring me to act as that bridge. With that said, I can't always promise to tell you that what you want to hear is what I'm going to tell you. I need to tell you what you need to hear as an empirical answer. There's no gains. And almost acting like a surrogate, making sure that people are understanding exactly what is said, what it means, and how it applies to them.
Right.
Healthcare is very broad brushed. What we do is bring that to a different level and tease out what those values are and advocate throughout the healthcare continuum what your wishes are, your expectations, and through that offer our clients power, control, and dignity throughout the aging process, and also offer the adult children that peace of mind.
Very good. Now, we're going to step away for a quick break, but if you want to follow along, you can go on their website at www.nightingalenj.com to get a feel for their services and what they do. When we come back, more with Chris Kellogg from Nightingale NJ. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business and working overtime.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Glad you could join me. And also joining me in the studio is Chris Kellogg, who is one of the partners in Elder Care, or I'm sorry, Nightingale NJ, an elder care company. And again, welcome to the program, Chris. What I wanted to talk about is I had seen your flyer about an upcoming program that you're going to be providing next Thursday at the Ted Bloom 4-H building at 3 Town Milltown Road in Bridgewater. That's the big 4-H building on Milltown Road down there in Bridgewater. Diogenes syndrome and hoarding disorder in the aging, is that not so much is it a thing, but is it a problem that you have both with your clients and then their families have problems?
What I think that is it's not overly prevalent. However, there is a correlation with the older you get, there is a greater likelihood of having those challenges. Really what the biggest difference between hoarding is that the inability to disregard and throw things away with the impulsivity of wanting to acquire. There has been several theories out there that has questioned why is that increase in prevalence, and it's really been a gray area from what is a collectible versus what is a chronic problem. Mm-hmm. A lot of this has been resurfaced actually since Superstorm Sandy, when blocks and blocks of housing had to be cleared out. However, the people that were living there, especially several of the older people, when the health department came in, the building inspector came in, they were able to gain entrance. Mm-hmm. And this has really brought to a new level. in 2013, the DSM-5, the Diagnostic Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, actually named hoarding as a standalone challenge. Before, it was a subsection to obsessive compulsive disorder. And now it's a standalone, and it's a challenge that affects several people in the family, not just a person that is affected, but also their loved ones. Mm-hmm. It adds to self-isolation, depression, anxiety of not being able to have these things. And it's also a private matter. But on a more macro setting, it's a challenge for people that live in apartment buildings because you are having fire risks. You are having risk of the building needing to be condemned.
Well, it's funny because my son and I were in the process. Last year we fixed up a house that he was working on, and when we showed it to the realtor, she said, "Oh, I have another house for you." And it was just a few miles away. And I said, "Well, what's unique about this?" And she goes, "Well, the second floor collapsed because the person inside was a hoarder, and the weight of all the stuff just basically let the floor go. It couldn't take it from the second floor." We took a pass on that, but it is a serious issue. And I have seen it both working, you know, on rescue squads and fire departments, where once we enter the building, it's a challenge for us, you know, to get access, you know, to the patient. Going back with that is the question for Nightingale NJ: who should be calling you? Is it the family who's concerned about someone? Maybe they're living in another state and they can't always get to see mom and dad. Or is it the patient themselves?
That's a very good question. When we sign someone on, oftentimes it's the adult children. However, we make it very clear that we work for the older adult themselves. What we want to do is find out what the expectation is from that older adult. One of our very first clients hired us to find an appropriate nursing facility for his mother and himself. His mother had end-stage dementia that really needed maximum assistance with dressing, bathing, feeding. Dad was alert and oriented and forgetful, but still able to make his wishes known. And that's one thing that really needs to be caveated, is that there's a difference from people making bad decisions from people making incapacitated decisions. Mm-hmm. To make a long story short, when we went and did our psychosocial assessment, talking to Dad, what is his wishes? It's like, "I want to have my wife be home. She was in a subacute rehab. Her level of care was quite extensive. His level of care was quite extensive." And unfortunately, I had to tell the two sons, "I know what you hired me for, but I can't do that because your father's goal is to get her home." And that's the one thing that I really want to stress, is that aging is a journey. What we want to be able to do is help our clients now and in the future. All of us are on our independent journey. As an elder care navigator, we want to help people maintain that course or have them steer away from those challenges. Mm-hmm. And it's not even about having that hard conversation with the adult son. I explained that what we need to do is, so when Dad looks at his wife, your mother, Dad looks at you and your brother and your sister, it's not even about that. It's about Dad knowing that he could look himself in the mirror and know that I did absolutely everything I could do for my wife. Mm-hmm. She came home and they were together for about 8 more months until, on his own terms, "I know this isn't the best for my wife. I know I'm tired with the extra help coming in." And he had that peace of mind that all of us, the quality of life that he wanted to provide. Could she have been differently served or possibly better served in a nursing home? Mm-hmm. Possibly. But at the end of the day, it's about doing that self-check. What is important to you and how can we bridge you with those services so that there's not any unfinished business? So that there's not any regrets or "I wish I could have" or "I ought to have."
Right. Now, you've mentioned some other agencies like the visiting nurses. That's not what you do. What you're doing is putting people in touch with those services so that they can provide the necessary services they need.
That's correct. And that's one of the big differences that we are compared to other programs in the healthcare continuum. If you were to fall and have a fracture, you would meet a case manager in the hospital. And that person's goal is to make arrangements for you to be able to leave that hospital and be able to say, this is the best opportunity I can have you leave here, where there's not going to be a high risk of having to go back to the hospital. The patients don't want that. The family don't want that. Today, with the insurance system, if that was to happen, the hospital is liable to have to give back a portion of the finances that it received and also not be paid for that return visit. Mm-hmm. That is a case manager. What we are care managers. We are a part of ELCA, which is the Aging Life Care Association. What we want to be able to do is be that one present. So we would work as a partner in care with the nurses in the emergency room, with the nurses and hospital workers in the hospital room, to the assisted living, to the rehab. We don't tell people what to do, but we want to make sure what those values are that were originally established earlier on are maintained and honored.
Yep. And you mentioned, you know, both the healthcare system, insurance system, and it is so complicated these days that you really need somebody that can help, you know, be the conduit and lead you through. Are you helping them on that side of the spectrum as well?
We do. I think from the years of experience that Kelly and I have, we've seen that over and over. You truly need a triad of care, not just to age, but to be able to age effectively in a manner that is consistent with your wishes and having, again, the power, control, and dignity. And that triad of care is you need to have an elder care navigator explain what is your options with what is said to you and how it applies, and translate that back no matter where you are in the healthcare continuum. Then you need to make sure that the finances that you have a wealth manager that knows value number one that you came up with the elder care navigators. I want to stay home. Potentially it's going to cost this much. Well, what happens if you do need to go home, or you can't stay home, you need to go to an assisted living? Mm-hmm. It's going to potentially cost this much. Or what happens if the care escalates that you do need a nursing home? It's going to cost this much. Just because you go to a nursing home, you can walk into some of these places. It could look like the Taj Mahal. You can't just look at the building, and there's no correlation with the number of chandeliers with the quality of care.
Correct.
And that's what we do with the years of experience. We follow you there. So you have us navigating you through, making sure that we are advocating for you, have the wealth manager making sure that with the assets that you have, option one is going to cost this much, option two is going to cost this much, option three is going to cost this much. And finally, the final component of the triad is making sure that you have a true elder law attorney.
Okay.
That is having the documentation done, a health proxy, a living will, a regular will, possibly definitely a power of attorney, and also possibly trusts, that all of this is put in play before there are changes. Because again, with the experience, we have people that we helped before starting the company that I know what I want, but had no idea what the finances are that entailed.
Mm-hmm.
People had plenty of finances, but not a blessed clue
right. Of
what that was. And finally, option three, that had finances and a clue, but this is personal information. You don't want to talk about sometimes these loaded conversations. Common sense and emotion don't play well together.
True.
Being able to have these conversations so that it's written down. Aging's not the end of the road. However, aging is like going on a cross-country road trip without a map if you don't have that triad in place.
Sense of direction.
Correct.
Along the way. We got to come up on our break, a quick news break, and when we come back, we'll be continuing the conversation with Chris Kellogg from Nightingale NJ. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Before the day is over, President Trump is expected to detail and order tariffs on imported steel and aluminum. He tweets this morning, quote, looking forward to 3:30 p.m. meeting today at the White House. We have to protect and build our steel and aluminum industries. Critics worry the tariffs will spark a trade war, and Republican lawmakers have written the president to implement a more surgical approach to tariffs than he's discussed so far. Meanwhile, counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, says he will only take steps that make things better for steel and aluminum workers who don't get a fair deal now.
See, it's a reality for many of our steel and aluminum workers, just as it was reality for many coal miners, many people in manufacturing, who are so grateful that this president is keeping his promises.
The latest Northeast winter storm by the numbers, over a million people still without power, over 2,500 air flights have been canceled. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root announcing the event of the year for conservatives, the Western Conservative Conference at the Phoenix Convention Center in Phoenix, Arizona. It's coming up fast on March 23rd and 24th. It'll be the premier gathering of conservatives and celebrity conservative speakers in the good old USA. Hundreds of attendees are expected to this star-studded event, and I'll be there speaking and leading panel discussions about the critical issues facing America. Conservatives like you will get the tools, training, education, and motivation to help you lead the battle and successfully impact the direction of America. Join me, Wayne Allyn-Root, and my friends like former presidential candidate Herman Cain, U.S. Senate candidate Sheriff Joe Arpaio, TV and movie star Jack Scalia, James O'Keefe, Trevor Loudon, and many more conservative celebrities and conservative congressmen. Register now at westernconservative.org. That's westernconservative.org. March 23rd and 24th at the Phoenix Convention Center. From the opening speakers to the gala reception, this is a must-attend for every conservative. Go to westernconservative.org now. That's westernconservative.org.
And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business and working overtime.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Jim Gano, the owner of Crown Trophy here in Flemington. So glad you could join me on this and every Thursday. And today we have a special guest in the studio. We have Chris Kellogg with us from Nightingale NJ. And he's already apologized that his partner, Kelly McNamara, couldn't be with us. But after spending the entire night with a client who had no power in her home, she needed some much-deserved shut-eye. So we miss you, Kelly, but always know that you're welcome here on the program at any time. So during the break, we were talking a little bit, and I wanted to make sure that people understood a little bit more about Nightingale. And specifically, because we have listeners all over the country, and you know, and then one lady over in Great Britain that loves to listen to us, territory. You know, what areas do you serve so that people know that this is a viable option for them?
Our goal when a client signs us on is to be with them if there is ever, God forbid, a change of status within a one-hour radius. With that said, we've had clients in Pennsylvania. We have clients in New York that they understand if there is ever a change in status, we're not going to be able to be there, but they would want to use us as a sounding board and just having that reassurance for them. Mm-hmm. But our main base is New Jersey.
Okay, good. So before the break, you were starting to talk about the financial aspect of elder care. And I remember when we were going, there's a lot of horror stories that you hear, but when we were going to put my aunt into an assisted living facility, it was almost like you had to, it felt like you were hiding money to make her look not so much destitute, but that, you know, it seemed like they just wanted all the money. And then, you know, they'll provide a certain level of care. So can you kind of talk to that end of it, the financial responsibilities that a family has or that the elderly person who's contacting you directly would have?
I would tell people that if there's a thought that's crossing your mind, do it sooner rather than later. There's so much abstract scenario that what is a concern for me could be a different concern for a neighbor. In that, it's much like, say that you go down to your basement today and you were going to go down and get some ice cream. and you walk down and you look on the floor and there's a puddle and then there's another puddle and you look up and there's, geez, a slow leak from the pipe. When are you going to call a plumber?
Probably right then.
Right then. Because at the end of the day, if there's a potential problem, then the next time you go down, you could have water up to your kneecaps. Many of our clients wait until there's a change of status, and that's very upsetting to the family and to them. And it's also to us, because a lot of those challenges can and could have been cut off at the pass if they brought us on sooner rather than later. With the financial look back period, and I'm talking specifically for nursing homes and assisted livings, to have someone be qualified for Medicaid, there is a 5-year look back period. And that would be deemed by each county's Medicaid officer. They would want to see essentially the money that has been coming into your financial accounts and the money that has been going out. If there's randomly $10,000 missing and they're going to have questions, where did this go to? I wanted to give it to my nephew. Well, you're not going to be eligible for Medicaid until that money is paid back or you pass that amount on. Somebody else pays for that for you. The scenario is health care, especially for the aging, is disgustingly expensive. New Jersey is the third highest state for having health care in the country. Having that jump with any type of status change, to have the resources that you have be implemented, to be, like what you said, sheltered as much as you possibly can, the more of a window you can, the better off you're going to be able to do that. And again, to not just do that, you're better off with an elder care navigator, you're better off with a wealth manager, and you're better off with an elder law attorney. But to be most effective, you need to have all three of them that can talk consistently to come up with that plan.
Right. So I'm 56. Am I having that conversation with my family now, or am I waiting, you know, relatively good health, things like that? You know, but when do you determine that it's time to start putting this plan in motion?
I would encourage people when they're approaching retirement age. It depends about your assets. It depends about your income. And it depends about what is your definition of retirement. People need purpose. What is the thing that, and that's one of the hardest things is when people retire, is that the general thought is, oh, thank God I can retire. 30% of changes of status happen within the first year and a half after, because why are you getting out of bed today?
Right.
And stranger things, what are your plans to get up, to preserve assets? Oh, well, I'm not working anymore. What sort of things do you need to curtail? What sort of things do you want to splurge on? And really come up with that aging life care plan, not just now, but in the foreseeable future, is priceless.
Very good. Now, we talked about earlier in the program, we've talked about aging, we've talked about hoarding. We've talked about slips and falls and broken legs and the care required. Are there any health issues that you guys can't help with, or is it pretty much what the work that you do is more along the lines of, we'll find the right people for you, but so you know, it's wide open.
Right. I consider myself an aging life expert. However, I'm not so proud to say this is a little bit outside my scope. However, I will also say I'm one of the more resourceful people you'll ever meet. And by being a fixture in New Jersey for 20 years and my partner doing it for 30, we've been very fortunate to be able to have those partner in care and acting as a medical fiduciary as well. Can I do that for you? Yes, but you know what? I have another person that I would like to bring in that can do it equally as well, but a much less expensive price than having me do that for you.
When do you know that it's time to call Nightingale NJ?
I tell you that if there's a little voice in your head, your heart, or your gut that something's just not right.
I need help.
Give us a call because it's a free consultation. And I'm confident I have, being a social worker first and then an entrepreneur, I have talked my way out of several referrals. However, I want to be able to maintain that integrity and have the reputation that I've earned through the years of being an expert, however, being a caring social worker first, and my partner has the same philosophy. And like what we mentioned before, being able to do well by doing good is still alive, and that is our business model.
Very good. What about the family that is starting to see some erratic behavior in mom or dad? They're spending too much money. They're giving too much money away. Is this somewhere where you guys can step in and kind of rein that in or at least lay out a plan for both sides?
I think it's important to be able to have informed conversations with your family. And just because things are just so abstract from what they were 50 years ago when perhaps they were caring for their older parents. 50 years ago, when mom can't live by herself anymore, she's living above us. That's not necessarily the case now. And our parents will always see us as the young man that we always were, the little girl. Being able to have hard conversations with someone that is not your family member is going to be priceless. And it's important that you help them make those informed decisions. And it goes back to having the conversation of what is said, what it means, and how it applies to them in a palatable manner so that one person is not bearing that load. Because oftentimes there's an adult child locally that is that voice for the entire family. Mm-hmm. That's not fair to them. They need to make sure that you have a family meeting. If not face-to-face, by phone, that everybody is there.
Right.
And just having people be aware. I've had this with my own family that I'm fortunate to have a partner and people that I know, I like, I trust, and I work with to say, what this is going on? Because sometimes we are too close to our family to be able to have these loaded conversations.
Right.
I tell people that you need to develop a speech impediment, and I get some funny looks when I say that, is that you need to be able to not say the word you any further to your family. What you need to do is say I. I am allowed to be able to share my concern. I am allowed to say I'm upset and I'm not sleeping well at night. I am concerned about finances. I am concerned about the care. When you say those things, they're neutral. However, when you say them very similar, you're spending too much money. You're already fallen. You are projecting that onto them, and people are going to have that automatic defense mechanism that it could come from the heart in a good spot, but you're going to have that knee-jerk reaction and the retaliatory response.
Okay, very good. We're coming up on our last break of the afternoon, and then I want to get into a couple more questions and then wrap it all up. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. And our in-studio guest, Chris Kellogg, here from Nightingale NJ. We'll be right back.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And I've been taking care of business every day.
Oh, you lucky dog, you. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. I'm Jim Gano, your host. With me today in the studio is Chris Kellogg from Nightingale NJ. We've been talking about aging and elderly care, and we're going to continue that conversation now. So, Chris, elder care and Nightingale NJ, what are some of the unique services that you guys provide?
I would say the housing component, not just where people are now, but where they want to be. You hear a lot of aging in place. You want to make sure that the house that you are in or the apartment where you are in are able to maintain your functionality now and also room for potential additional services and or technology or adaptive devices if your care was ever to increase. Being aware of what sort of community resources are out there and working with them so that you're aware of all those options and making your finances go further in a manner that you would want them to. Medical management, going to doctor's appointments, facilitating communication with the doctors and the families. We're taught at a very early age, how are you today? Fine. You know, going to doctor's appointments and sharing with permission, of course, from our clients, you know, you just said you're fine, but what about when your feet ache and they swell? Why didn't you talk to me about that? The doctor would say, well, they're not hurting now. They're not swelling now. Well, it's 10:30 in the morning and it generally happens later on at night. Having an extra set of ears to listen to things. So if anything's missed, it can be recorded and shared. Again, communication, making sure that you can be a wordsmith so that if there are different family dynamics at play, it can be palatable. And even though we're coming at specific challenges, we have to know that our wishes and our goals are still the same. Making sure, again, pairing you with the attorneys and the wealth managers that this is really their wheelhouse. Making sure that if there are family conflicts, what is a neutrality person that's going to come in and be honest and advocate for the older adult and not being pulled in other directions if there are other family challenges involved. And of course, crisis intervention and also management.
Okay, good. What are some of the danger signs that families should look for indicating a need for attention and possible intervention on your part?
I would say easily medication management. Oftentimes the medications are being not taken at the appropriate time, at the appropriate level. Making sure that all of the doctors are aware. It's terrifying. You hear a lot of the EMR, the electronic medical record. When was that last updated? When was the last time that physician had an opportunity to thoroughly look over? You have several seniors getting medications from different places because medications can be sold at different rates at different pharmacies. What is that one catch-all? And just making sure that there is that centralized conduit so that if there are allergies or medications that are contraindicated, everybody knows what is going on. Making sure that, again, there's an extra set of eyes. Falls is another big thing. What is the house or the living environment that the person is in? How can that foster their independence by minor changes to help them stay there in where they want to be? Those are the top two.
Very good. One of the programs that you guys provide is estate planning. So if you can talk to that for a few minutes as far as is that more with the client or is it with the whole family? Are you bringing in family's attorneys, things like that, the wealth managers, et cetera? How are you bundling that for the families?
What we would want is to pair them with, again, elder law attorneys, but also wealth managers that we know and we like and we trust. In addition to being the elder care navigator, what we do for our clients are do a comprehensive psychosocial assessment, doing the mini mental status exam, the slum survey, the St. Louis inventory of mental status, the Beck depression inventory, and just several others. I'll give you an example why we do that. Is one of the questions on the mini mental status exam is repeat after me. No ifs, ands, or buts. I had a client that we've signed on. She was actually, her and her sister were our second clients. And this is a lady that scored 30 out of 30, 29 out of 30. And I do this once a quarter to make sure if there's any challenges, because again, many of the challenges that people end up could have been cut off at the pass.
Mm-hmm.
This last quarter, she scored a 24. And I'm looking at the questions after the fact. To make a long story short, she had a lot of wax buildup by being able to report this to the doctor so that there was a Debrox order to clear out her ears.
Mm-hmm.
And she was retested. She was back up to 30 out of 30. There was a study that came back actually in January that showed that if you have a hearing deficit, even though you are going to programs, you are much more likely to develop dementia-like symptoms because you are self-isolating. Your mind is just like your body. If you were to spend 3 days sitting on the couch and not moving, your muscles are going to atrophy. You're going to have a greater risk of falling. It goes to your mind. Even though she went to programs, she's not going to be as actively engaged because she can't hear. She's going to get complacent. Right. And her mind's not going to work as well as it did because it's going to atrophy. We get in front of potential challenges. And my partner doing her nursing assessment, looking at skin, looking at medications. Again, I cannot do what I do without my partner and our other nurses having the nursing component.
Very good. So we've been talking today with Chris Kellogg from Nightingale NJ. If you need more information on elder care navigators like Nightingale NJ, contact them at 908-452-6644. Their website is www.nightingalenj.com. They're located at 148 West End Avenue in Somerville. Got about a minute to go. How about a quick summary of the services you do and also the program that you're having next week at the 4-H Center in Bridgewater, and then we'll wrap it all up.
Okay. Well, hoarding and Diogenes syndrome, which is slightly different from hoarding, is that it's the gross self-neglect of a person. Oftentimes it is an aging person that does not have the insight to see that there are problems. being able to manage one's house, being able to manage one's care, being able to manage oneself's finances. All of these affect individuals and our community. And there are risks and signs and symptoms, and how can these be avoided, that will be discussed at the program again on March 15th at 9:30 in the morning to 11. We're being sponsored by the United Way and the 4-H in Somerset County. I'd also like to share later in the month on March 28th from 5:30 to 6:30. It is going to be, what is the sandwich generation and how does that affect oftentimes people that have older adults and small children? It's being held at Patton Hyde and Associates at 16 Lehigh Street, Unit 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. I would tell people as a parting thought is that the more you know, the better off you're going to be able to be for yourself and or your aging parents. There's no bad questions. Aging parents generally have the thought process of the good Lord on the right side and your doctor on the left, making sure that your wishes can be conveyed to your physician now and for the future is priceless. That would, again, give them the power, control, and dignity throughout the aging process that they want and the peace of mind you want.
Very good. Well, I want to thank Chris Kellogg for coming in today from Nightingale NJ. As a reminder, you can get more information about their services on their website at www.nightingalenj.com or by calling them at 908-452-6644. In sports, in NASCAR, Kevin Harvick won last week's race at Las Vegas Motor Speedway, but due to a rear window mounting issue, he was penalized 20 driver and 20 owner points, 7 playoff points. Crew chief Rodney Childers was fined $50,000, and car chief Robert Smith has been suspended for 2 races. The teams will head to Phoenix for the Phoenix 500 race this Sunday at 3:30 p.m. on Fox. In other NASCAR news, Jeff Gordon leads the list of new nominees for the NASCAR Hall of Fame. The 2019 class, along with handsome Harry Gant, crew chief Kirk Shelmerdine, and car owners Jack Holman and Ralph Moody. Gordon is sure to be a first ballot inductee. In NCAA basketball news, the dance is right around the corner, and the brackets are starting to fill up with conference champions who get an automatic spot already in the tourney. In the NBA, Kobe Bryant won an Oscar last week for the short film Dear Basketball, based on a poem he wrote during the year that he was contemplating retirement. And he was cited as a contributing writer. And in Major League Baseball, spring training continues this week. Well, as always, it's been my pleasure joining you today. And I always end the show with some great advice I got from my father when I was just 6 years old that guides me in my personal and professional life every day. Maybe you can use it in your lives as well, when he said, never let it rest until your good is better and your better is best. If you have ideas for upcoming programming topics or guests, email me at trophyjim@yahoo.com. Or you can connect with me on LinkedIn, on Twitter at JimGano83, or on Facebook on our new page, Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano. I'm Jim Gano, and I'm taking care of business. Make it a productive week, everybody. And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business and working overtime. Work out.
You're listening to WHCR-DB. HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
We're negotiating with Mexico, we're negotiating with Canada, and the NAFTA, and depending on whether or not we reach a deal, also very much involved with that is national defense. But if we reach a deal, it's most likely that we won't be charging those two countries the tariffs.
President Donald Trump today at a cabinet meeting moments ago where he again was talking about the tariffs that will be imposed on steel and aluminum. It sounds there like, as you heard, the president is willing to work with Canada and Mexico to help relieve some of the tariffs on those countries. Today is International Women's Day, and calls for Tamika Mallory, the Women's March president, to resign have erupted after it was found out that she attended a February 25th speech where Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan made anti-Semitic statements and even gave Mallory a shout-out during the speech. This is USA Radio News.
Life needs to be enjoyed with family and friends, to laugh and to share. But tragically, addiction to alcohol and drugs can ruin that. So, if drugs and alcohol are a problem in your life or the life of someone you care about, then isn't it time to make a change? The Watershed Addiction Treatment Programs have been offering life-changing results since 1998. The Watershed has successfully treated and helped over 50,000 people get their lives back. So if you're ready to make your change and be free from addiction to alcohol and drugs, then it is time for you to make a change. The Watershed knows how to help you recover and promises to help you begin your change. Your new life can begin right now with just one simple text on your mobile phone. Text the word RECOVER to 474747. That's the word RECOVER to 474747. And a caring Watershed treatment professional will help you make your change. Do it now. Just text the word RECOVER to